What was it that led the world to have this big commission in Shanghai in 1909? What were the reasons behind it?
What we had at the time was a major epidemic of opium abuse in Asia, notably in China. This started throughout the 19th century and escalated towards the end of the 19th century. At that time, almost a quarter of the male population in China had been addicted to opium, figures which fortunately we haven't seen ever since.
Did it go beyond China?
It went, of course, beyond China. It went to all the neighboring countries, basically countries with a Chinese population. And it was British India, which throughout the 19th century had been the major producer of opium. Even towards the turn of the century, the problem was really in China and far less in India. Opium was already exported from Arab merchants, later by Portuguese merchants, then by Dutch merchants to China. But the big increase happened with British merchants, with the British East India Company producing in India and selling to a large scale the opium in China. So while we had at the beginning around 1800, less than 200 tons of opium being exported from India to China, at the height of around 1880, it was 6,500 tons. After 1880, the exports from British India to China fell actually by half, but local production in China increased dramatically from around 6,000 tons to 35,000 tons in 1906. We have now an illegal production of around 9,000 tons. If you take the legal production of opium plus poppy straw, you're around 12,000, 13,000 tons. So you have in total a decline of 70% over 100 years. At the same time, world population has quadrupled.
There are three major international drug control instruments, three conventions. What is it that led to those?
Okay, we have to start with the Shanghai Convention, then with the convention from The Hague in 1912. Then after the First World War, three conventions under the League of Nations and a couple of additional instruments like the Opium Protocol or Protocol on Opiates, and then leading to the international drug control system as we know it nowadays, starting with the 61 Convention, which was basically streamlining and unifying all these various instruments which existed before. If you look at the actual control system, it really developed already during the times of the League of Nations. So it was really only an upgrading of the system, a streamlining, making it more efficient, and also bringing cultivation under control, which was not controlled before. Before, you had a system of trade control, but not a system of cultivation control.